This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is one of the righteous people said this. The human being in every moment of the day is living in one of these four. And what is these four? These four, he said, either this person, me, you, all of us, either living in a state or a minute of blessing or a minute of test and tribulation or trial, or a minute of obedience, or a minute of disobedience. Let's say it one more time. If you look at yourself, in every moment of the day, in every time of the day, I am in one of these four. Either I am in a ni'mah, in a state of a blessing. For example, I'm eating dinner. That's a state of blessing. I am driving to work. Alhamdulillah, I have work and I have a mean to get to work. Or I am in a state of test, trial. Woke up sick, lost my job. Somebody in my family is sick. I received a bad news. That's two. Or I am in a state of obedience to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I am in my salah. I am in my dhikr. And I'm in my reading my Quran. I'm taking care of my parents. I'm taking care of my children. Or I am in a state of disobedience. May Allah protect us. Looking at haram, watching haram, saying something haram. Why I'm saying this? In these four parts of my time, in each one of these, I can use it as a way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the balance will come. How's that? If I am in a state of ni'mah, blessing, then I need to be in state internally grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I have used that moment, that time, for my akhirah. The balance. I'm eating. I need to eat. But that eating turned to a state of action, of worship, and it will be for me in the hereafter. What about if I'm in a state of being tested? Sick, lost somebody, lost my job, not feeling well. Right? I need to be in a state of patience. And that's an act of worship, will get me close to Allah. What about if I am in a state of worship? I need to be in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a state of gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made me obey him. What about if I am in disobedience of Allah internally and externally? I need to immediately follow it with asking Allah for forgiveness, and that changed to also close to Allah, bringing me close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extremely important in my day because, again, as I started in the beginning, the day is only 24 hours. It's not going to be 26, and it's not going to be 48. And even if Allah willed, and He can do that, if He will make it 24 or He will make it 48, we will still say we have no time. Because the issue is not the time itself, the amount. The issue is me, how I am looking at it and how I am using it. So I am in my day in one of these four states. Everything going my way, everything is great, I'm grateful. Everything is not going well. I need to be patient and remind myself that will bring me close to Allah. I am in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to be grateful to Allah that He, and I need to see what blessing Allah gave me. And if I am in a state of disobedience, I return immediately to Allah with repentance, and this will change.